I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, September 26. Coming up, government to stand surety for SLB loans for some students. St. Mary Technical High School benefits from renovated labs and Gordontown roadwork completed. The news in detail after the break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity cheaper. We now use cheaper natural gas to make electricity at the Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. And we are building an all-new, efficient gas-fired power plant in Old Harbor to replace the old oil-fired one we have now. Energy Vision 2030. Efficient, diversified energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. The government will stand surety for some tertiary-level students having difficulty identifying a guarantor for a loan from the Students' Loan Bureau, SLB. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Center Ruel Reed says this benefit will be applicable to students enrolled at teacher training institutions and who are willing to be bonded for 5 years.
What we are guaranteeing is that through the Student Loan Bureau or other programs such as JAMBAT, the support from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, other donors in terms of bursaries and scholarships, that you are funded for your tertiary education.
Minister Reed notes that while the government is unable to offer free education beyond grade 13, it's committed to assisting tertiary-level students to access funding for their studies. He was speaking at a reception in honor of G.C. Foster College athletes at the St. Catherine Institution recently. Students and teachers of the St. Mary Technical High School are benefiting from the renovation of science laboratories at the institution. The project entailed infrastructure repairs and the installation of new cupboards, tables, gas and water lines. Science, Energy and Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the renovation of the facilities is in keeping with the government's focus on science, technology, energy and mathematics.
For Jamaica to really build out the knowledge-based digital society, we have to ensure that we train our students in the STEM subjects. In fact, all major professions rely heavily on these four subject areas. And as such, we must ensure that we put in place the necessary support mechanism for us to attain our rightful place among the best in this world.
St. Mary Technical High School is categorized as a STEM academy and has approximately 1,200 students on roll. The STEM curriculum includes agricultural science, biology, chemistry, environmental science, integrated science, and physics. Work along Gordontown Road in St. Andrew has been completed following the closure of the roadway on Sunday, September 24, to facilitate repairs. The road was closed from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to fix a damaged concrete culvert, part of a $2 million project. Communications officer at the National Works Agency, Ramona Lawson, says the agency is still on location completing related work. However, the roadway is open to vehicular traffic.
That is, we're repairing the sidewalks there and also constructing a catch basin on both sides of the roadway. So the work we just completed yesterday was the replacement of concrete culvert with HDPE culvert. These are plastic culverts, more durable, about 9 meters in length, 900 millimeters in diameter.
The NWA is urging the public not to light fires in the catch basin as it can melt the high-density plastic culverts, causing the road to lose its support and possibly collapse, posing a hazard to motorists. And the Social Security Ministry will be developing a national registry for senior citizens as part of efforts to ensure their safety. Labour and Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson says the registry will play a critical role in reducing incidents of abuse of senior citizens.
It will let us know where these persons are, what their needs are, and then we will be better able to zero in, as I spoke to abuse. We will, once we know where they are, what their circumstances are, then the National Council for Senior Citizens can go in. And if persons need to be removed into assisted living, into homes, then that decision can be made. But as long as you don't have numbers, you cannot plan.
The registry, slated to become operational by the end of the year, will also assist in providing vital data for the National Insurance Scheme, NIS. The National Registry is part of the National Policy for Senior Citizens. The policy is being revised and is to be submitted to Cabinet for review. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.